If you have your Bible tonight, we'll turn with Zechariah chapter 14. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14. If you have one, stand on and read God's Word. The Bible says in verse number 1, it said, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses riffled, and the women ravished. And the height of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the city shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And high for the mountain shall remove toward the north, and high for it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the mountain, to the valley of the mountains, and for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as they fled from before the earthquake in days Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall come down, shall go out from Jerusalem, high for them toward the former sea, and high for them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. All the land shall be turned as the plain of Geba and Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. And it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hanel unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor. And his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor, and Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And it shall be the plague of the horse and the mule and the camel and the ass and all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations shall come, which came against Jerusalem, shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King and the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of the tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast of the tabernacles." As we look at this tonight, and we see in the volume of the book, the Bible's telling us here of the things that's going to take place in that day. The day when the Lord's coming, and the things that He's going to manifest to us, that we're going to see, that we're beginning to see of the Lord God Almighty, amen? And we're seeing that when He comes, praise God, He's going to come, and He's not going to tarry. The Bible teaches us that so that we know that we need to be ready for a soon coming Savior. Amen. We need to be ready. I'd like to preach on that thought for just a few minutes, getting ready. Amen. Or maybe being ready. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. I think we're past the time of getting ready, and we need a time of being ready. Amen. Glory be to God. Being ready when Jesus comes. Being ready when He calls us out here. You say, "Preacher, when's that going to be?" Praise God, we don't know. He's calling folks out of here now, one at a time, plucking them out of here. Amen. As flowers for a bouquet, praise God. He's taking the loved ones, the brother and sister of Christ, calling them unto Himself. And we're seeing that. And we see that when the time comes, and we're seeing around us now, we're seeing all these nations that's rising up against that little nation of Israel. It's amazing to me that a little piece of property that's 70 miles wide and 120 miles long is so coveted by the world. But I want to say, praise God, that's because the Bible teaches that it's the breadbasket of the world. Amen. And you wonder how that can be, because it can be because that's what God has designed it to be. Amen. God has chosen that little place. God has blessed that little place, and He's allowed us to come around and be a blessing to them. And as long as we bless those that, He said He would bless those that bless Israel, and He'll curse those that curse Israel. And God has prepared Him a place, and one day, praise God, in the near future, He's going to stand upon that place, and He's going to rule and reign. Amen. Praise God. Can you just imagine that as they were standing there, and the apostles watched Him go up into heaven, Brother Charles, he said one day, in like manner, He's coming again. He said, just like He went up, He is going to come down, and His feet's going to land on the Mount of Olives, and it's going to split in the midst, to the east and to the west. Praise be to God, and there'll be living waters that'll flow out of there. You say, preacher, it just don't make no sense. How can stuff like that happen? Let me tell you how it happens. Because He's a God of heaven, and He's real, praise God, and He's in control, and He said it's going to happen. And if He said it's going to happen, praise God, you can take her to the bank, it'll happen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been looking at this in the past week. We've seen some circumstances coming into play. God's getting this thing ready, youngins. And we need to be ready, praise God, for a soon coming Savior. We need to be looking to Him, expecting Him, praise God, in our hearts and life, every moment, every aspect of our life, praise God, looking for the Lord to be prevalent in it. Amen. Because He's prevalent in this world, whether we know it or not. There's a whole lot of things, Brother Bill, that we don't know about right now. There's a whole lot of things that we can't see right now, praise God, but God can. Just remember that God don't, praise God, that He sees everything. He sees the whole picture. See, we can just see just little bitty snippets of it. Now, if the liberal media would be true, would be honest with us, they could show us more than what they are. Did you know that this week, yesterday, in Iran, there was a 6.1 earthquake. 6.1 on Richter scale. After that, later that day, there was another 6.3 after an aftershock. And there's been over 150 earthquakes took place in the last month. You see, Iran said they're gonna build up their nuclear reactors, they're gonna run their centrifuges, and they're gonna make uranium, and they're gonna make a bomb, they're gonna make something, and they're gonna annihilate the little nation of Israel. Let me tell you, I've got news for you, youngest, praise God. There's nobody going to overrun Israel. Israel became a nation, 1948, and praise God, they're going to stay a nation, and God Almighty's going to bless them, and He's going to keep them, and He's going to overshadow them, praise God. And He's promised to take care of them. Amen. Amen. He's promised to take care of them. He said He's going to, the earth is going to shake, praise God. And let me tell you what I believe them do. Them old crazy people over there, they think they're going to destroy the little nation of Israel. They're going to destroy the God of Israel. Let me tell you, God of Israel is alive and well, and He's in control, praise God. He's all powerful tonight. Glory, hallelujah. He has power to overcome the enemy. He has power to supersede in everything that He's designed to do. People say, well, preacher, how could the mountains just fall down? Amen. Same way the walls of Jericho fell down, praise God. When God told him, Joshua, He said, go over there and march around them, praise God. He said, about the seventh time you just get holler out real big, praise the Lord. He said, they just laid down. Amen. Who can do that? God can. God can, God is able to do that. Amen. He does. Because the power that He has. The Bible says, and if you go back and look at Zechariah chapter 6, He talks about gathering them up, praise God, and the chariots and the horses that's going to come at them. And it's representing the power of heaven. You see the same thing taking place in Revelation chapter number 7. And God begins to gather these things together, praise God, for His glory. And we see the power of heaven, praise God, that's bestowed upon people. We see God begin to move. And when God begins to move and His power begins to be manifest, praise God, we see things happening. What we're seeing today, praise God, is a move of God like we've never seen before. And the devil is present. The devil knows that his days is numbered. He knows he just has just a little while. But glory, hallelujah, there's a God of heaven. He said, you know what, devil? I've already defeated you. You're not in control. You're not, glory, hallelujah, you're not in charge. Praise God, I am. Amen. God's like that teacher on the playground. When little old Billy the bully gets to pushing people around, and the teacher comes up and says, wait a minute, you can't do that. He says, why not? She said, because I'm in charge. Amen. I want to say glory, hallelujah, God Almighty's in charge. Amen. Said one of these days he's going to gather them up in the east. He's going to gather them up west. He's going to bring them unto himself, praise God, and he's going to judge the nations. And all those that stand up for the glory of God, amen, God's going to bless. And God's going to help, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, young, we need to get the word out. And we need to be telling everywhere we go, praise God, that we need to bless and we need to pray for the little nation of Israel. We need to pray for those people over there that God will bless them and God will help them and God will protect them and keep them safe. The Bible says here that this thing's going to play out. God said his feet's going to hit and the mountain's going to split. And living waters is going to flow out of that place. Amen. Praise God. To the north and to the south. Praise his holy name. These things going to take place like they've never taken place. And when the mountain cleaves in the midst, when the Son of God lands, when he ascends down, glory, hallelujah, the power of God is on him. Amen. Even the mountains can't stand up to a holy God. What does these people think they can? What do people think they can do, praise God, before a holy God, an all-powerful God? People have done it for generations and generations. They tried to stand up against God. Hey, man, praise God, it's a whole lot better just to be submissive to God. Why? Because then you become, praise God, when those horses, those chariots, praise God, of judgment start coming out, when the power of the heavenly host is sent out in this old wicked world, glory, hallelujah, I want to be on his side. Amen. Amen. I don't want to be found, praise God, playing in the middle. Amen. Praise God, something might get mixed up, praise God, and some think we're on the devil's side. Praise God, I want to be playing on God's side when he comes. Amen. When judgment comes, when the power of God is manifest in this world, praise God, I want God to know that I'm on his side. I want to be way, Brother Bobby, I want to be way over on his side. Amen. I don't want to play on the fence. Amen. You play around the fence, praise God, you'll get caught up on the barbs. Amen. That ain't no fun. Hard to get out. I fell through a barbed wire fence, fell off a ladder. Amen. Cutting a limb off. My wife told me not to do it, and I did anyway. Just got to said that, say this, fellas, we ought to listen to our wives more. Amen. Amen. Memorial Day. I come in from work early, going to have, she got us some big old steaks, going to throw them on the grill. And I said, how long will it be? It's about 20 minutes. I said, I got plenty of time. I'm just going to run up there. There's a fence. There's a tree hanging out over the fence in the middle pasture. I'm going to go cut that thing off before it falls, tears my fence down. She said, no, just hold on. Said, wait, you ain't got no time. Said, it'll be ready in just a minute. Just hold on. I said, no, I got to go do it. So I took myself up there and I had a ladder and I set that ladder up on that thing. It was leaning that over the fence. I crawled up there on top of that ladder and I cut that limb off. I figured I cut the limb off and I'd go back on the other side of the fence. I cut the limb off real good and I let it fall over in the pasture and wouldn't fall on my fence. I didn't realize I was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I got up there and I climbed up on that ladder and that ladder sitting up there on that tree and the ladder was a sticking about that much, Brother Kevin, above that tree. But it was not one of them old jack pines, you know, all the weights on the end. You see where I'm going with this. Amen. So I should have listened to my wife, but I got up there and I got that ladder set about that much above that tree and I reached up there and boy, when that thing fell off there, that tree popped up.
Guess where the ladder went.
And the ladder was hanging in midair. It wasn't on nothing no more. And I thought, this ain't good. And I knew first I took that little home light chainsaw and I throwed it down the hill because I didn't want to land on that. And next thing I know, here I went because there wasn't no time to climb back down. I fell off that ladder about 11 foot up. fell through the barbed wire fence, landed on this wrist, broke it slapping too. Amen? Broke it slapping too, just luckily. Well, it's good grace of God. Good grace of God sent my little mom up there. And she was coming across the creek at Tater Patch about the time I fell. And she come running up there. I couldn't get up. I had an old flannel shirt on and I was caught up in that barbed wire. I still got scars on my back today from it. Listen, fellas, you better listen to your wife or you'll get all scarred up. Man, have to wire them rest of your life. You ladies can pay me after church. Amen. But helping you tonight. But I fell in that fence. I couldn't get out. If my mom, little mother hadn't come up there and helped me get out of that barbed wire fence, get that out of my clothes, I'd have probably still been there. But she finally helped me get out of there, and I got up and got my saw in my hand. Amen. I wasn't about to leave it up in pasture. Mom said, just don't worry about that. We need to get you out. My wrist was broke. It was just flopping down here. I could take and smack my arm with it. I went down there to the house. I told Teresa, I said, honey, went in the kitchen. I said, honey, I think I broke my wrist. She said, oh, yeah, sure you did. Get in there and wash your hands. It's about ready. Let's eat. I said, no, seriously, honey. I look. And she looked around there, and that thing was a flopping on my wrist. And she said, oh, my goodness. And to this day, I don't know what happened to them steaks, Brother Bill. Because I didn't eat them. Loaded me up in the car, took me to the hospital. Sat around there, finally got a doctor come in. They'd load me up as much morphine as they give me, and it wasn't helping a bit. Dr. Jansen, they called him, and he said, send me some pictures. They couldn't get him to pull up on his computer. He said, hey, I'm going to have to come in. I can't tell what's going on. He come in there about 10 o'clock. He called down there. He said, hey, listen, are you still in the operating room? I said, yeah, we just cleaned up, getting ready to shut it down. He said, can we do one more? Amen. Went down there to the operating room and he put pins in both that things. He fit. And you know that thing don't bother me a bit. God's good. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I still don't know what happened to them snakes. She's never told me.
I didn't know either.
Amen. Amen. But praise God, we got her fixed up. But glory, hallelujah, he's a God of heaven. And we'd realize that, praise God, and we realize the power that He has, and we follow after Him. But we got to learn to listen to Him. It's like not listening to your wife. Praise God, you get yourself in a mess. But there's a God of glory who has the power to help us and to maintain us if we'll listen. Amen. He said there's a God of heaven, praise God. He said there's going to be a chariot and horsemen, praise God, is going to come. And there's going to be a battle that's going to ensue. And God Almighty is going to be the great commander of the battle. Guess who's going to win? God is. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. The Lord of hosts, He'll win. Whose side are we on? We're on Jesus' side. We're on the Jews' side. We're on Israel's side, praise God. Because when we're on their side, we get the things they get. You say, what do they get? They get blessings from God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Zechariah chapter number 8, he said, in those days, praise God, he said, there's going to be a time when God will prosper his people and his seed will prosper. Verse number 12, the vine shall give her fruit and the ground shall give her increase and the heavens will give their due and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. He said, praise God, everything that the world's a covenant, everything the world is trying to reach out and get a hold of, all the good things that come from God. Listen to me, youngins, tonight, all the good things that come from God are ours if we'll just trust the Lord. He said, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things, praise God, that we desire in this world, all that we need, God will supply. I'm glad I serve a God tonight who's able to meet our needs.
Amen.
Amen. Fully. Amen. There's nothing that He can't do. Verse 13, He said, it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel. They're talking to the northern and the southern kingdoms. He's going to bring them together as one. He said, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Praise be to God. He said, whatever. He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to use you to be a blessing. You know, that's what Israel was designed to be in the beginning. Amen. The reason God chose out a people for Himself was so that they could be a blessing to the rest of the world. You know why God calls us out, Brother Kevin? Why He saves us by His marvelous grace now and don't just pluck us out of here and take us to heaven? Best thing God could do would be save us and take us, knock us in the head and take us home. Amen. Before we can backslide and turn our back on Him. Amen. God help us. But praise God, He leaves us here, praise the Lord, just like He did the nation of Israel, that we can be a blessing to those around us. That we can be a help, praise God, that we can lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, point them to this cross of Calvary, praise God, that they might be saved. So they can get the same, get to begin to reap the same benefits as the nation of Israel. He said, I'll prosper them. And they said, I'll prosper you. It said, you can be a blessing to others. That's what God is to us here. We was talking today with somebody. Said, you know what? You try to be a blessing. And you help where you can, praise God. And God just continues to bless. You can't outgive Him. Amen. We've tried. You can't outgive Him, praise God, because He's a God. He's a God of it all. He said, all these things, praise God, I've given to you. And all these things, praise God, are yours to give out. Amen. You know, I don't reckon... You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't reckon we were put on this world to become rich. Amen? I think we were put on this world to be a blessing. To be a blessing, to encourage people, to praise God as we go along this journey called life. To be a blessing where we can. That folks can see Christ in us, the hope of glory, and get in. Because there's a day coming, praise God. The Lord said He's gonna come out. He's gonna step out, praise God. He's gonna call those unto Him, those that belong to Him, praise God, from north, south, east, west, praise God. And they're gonna come. We see right now in the nation of Israel, praise God, people are coming. He said, hey, listen, when they see these things begin to come to pass, He said, these earthquakes and diverse persons, the pestilence in the world. Did you know that right now in the Midwest that they've got a plague of locusts? Amen. A plague of locusts. They call them the Mormon locusts. And they're taking over the place. And said they, so many of them said they're 3 inches long. And said they devour everything that they touch. And they're cannibal locusts. And you kill them off, praise God, they'll come along and eat each other. And said they, so many of them out there, Brother Bill, that they're driving down the roads, they hit them and squashing the road, and the roads are becoming red with those locusts. You say, preacher, that sounds like something biblical, really? Amen. He said those things would come. He said the Bible teaches that the plagues that were in and the type of a Pharaoh in Egypt. He said if God's people wouldn't listen to Him, that God would send those plagues to rain down upon the people of the earth. We'd see earthquakes and travesties and plagues and locusts and things of this world, praise God, like we did in the time of Pharaoh. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying God's got a way of getting our attention. Amen. He's got a way of getting our attention. He's going to get Iran's attention. See, they're spinning these nuclear fusions. They think they're got these nuclear reactors, and they're going to get this enriched uranium, and they think they're going to take and they're going to make a bomb or some kind of something that's going to destroy the nation of Israel. Let me tell you what I believe is going to happen. God said that He'll take care of that situation. He's already sending the earthquakes. He's a warning up. He said, don't do it. Don't think about it. Don't say it. Don't move toward it. He said, your life is at stake. But they're not listening. They're continuing to go after those God's chosen people, just like the devils are coming after you and me today, after our children, our families, our homes, our churches today. The devil's trying to destroy them, just like Iran says they're going to destroy the nation of Israel. And God said, no, you ain't. I'll take care of that. And one day, about the time they get those things spun to where they can make that enriched uranium, where they'll have enough, they can put it in a bomb and send it towards Israel. God will send one more mighty earthquake. You see, God don't have to do it in man's way. God Almighty can do it in His way. And He'll split one of those centrifuges in half. And the Bible says in Zechariah 14, He said that... He said in verse 12, He said, this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that are fought against Israel. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Amen. Sounds to me like a nuclear disaster, don't you? Amen. God Almighty's already shaking it. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Praise God, the purchased product. Praise God, the purchased hope. Praise God. You and I are getting ready for a soon coming Savior. He's telling the nation of Israel, you need to get ready, praise God, because Jesus, the Messiah, is coming. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. The Bible says when He comes, praise God, when he returns visibly into Jerusalem, visually into Israel, He said, and the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with Him. Amen, Brother Bill. It means we get to come with Him to rule and reign. We'll get to see Him in His power and His glory and His majesty. Amen, the God of heaven. Listen, I can see Him that way already. He's the Lord of lords and He's the King of kings. He's the keeper of our soul, praise God. He's the Almighty Son of God. He's able to do all things, praise God. Everything in this world He created. Amen. He created it all. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. And there's nothing that can come against Him, praise God, that He can't take care of. If we ain't careful, we become a frightened in this world. See, when those disciples was out in the boat and they was a struggling, they was a paddling, and they were fearful, and He said, "Be not afraid. It is I." Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, there's a big difference between a storm and begin a nuclear holocaust." Not in God's eyes. He's God. The Bible says that He's God over all. Now, He has to either be God over all or He's God over nothing. Amen. So what we do today, praise God, we get ready in anticipation of a soon coming Savior. Praise God. When those living waters will flow out of that, flow down into that valley. Praise God, that great valley, praise the Lord, Moses Deuteronomy said was a waste, howling wilderness. But them little old Israelis, they've scratched out some of the rocks. Amen. They decided, realized what a rock rake was for. They went through and they scratched them rocks back and they put a drip irrigation system in. And praise God, them deserts are starting to blossom like a rose. Amen. Anticipation of a soon coming Savior. Praise God. He said one day that He'll come and He'll send living waters that'll flow through that valley. And that the whole valley will blossom. The Dead Sea. Amen. It'll become it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, high for them toward the former sea to the east, and high for them to the hinder sea to the west. In summer and winter shall it be. He said, a continuous flow of living waters in those deserts will blossom. The Dead Sea will become alive. Right now there's no life in it. Even parasites can't live in that salty water. It's so salty that water is so salty, it's so thick with salt, I can float in it. And I don't float. You throw me in the water, if I don't keep a treading water, if I don't keep moving, Brother Bill, my feet go down, and I'm like a barber. I just go to the bottom. Now, I don't think I'd ever quit going. I ain't never tried, but I get to kick in my feet so I can get back to the top. Amen. Praise God. Time to kick our feet and get to the top. Praise God. And just shout, praise the Lord, help me, like Peter did. Amen. Trusting that He will. But He said those waters will flow out. Into that hinder sea. And praise God, He said, listen to them, there'll be multitudes of fish. He said they'll catch great fish like they do out of the Mediterranean. Amen. Praise God. From the shores of En Gedi, when me and my wife was over there. See, God's drying that thing up. He's getting it ready. When I was over there the first time, the water from En Gedi was about, I don't know, 150, 200 yards from the shore. When me and Teresa was over there 4 years ago, 6 years ago, wow, We was over 6 years ago. You just about had have binoculars to see the water from Engedi. And the only reason it was still flowing is because they went through and they cut a little channel down through there. So if the water did come down, could flow down through there so it could get to the hotel and stuff that was down at the end of the Dead Sea. And now the snows of Mount Hermon is still coming in. The river from the Euphrates, the river Jordan, is still flowing in every day. But yet it's drying up. Wow. That's God. God said, when you see these things, He said, I'm getting it ready for a Savior. So I'm getting ready for Messiah. I'm getting ready for God Almighty. I'm getting it ready for a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and His name one. They won't be this God and that God, this Lord and that Lord, this King and that King. Praise God, they'll be the Lord Jesus Christ and Him only. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And His name will be Jesus. Praise God. Who's your king today? Who's your Lord today? Are you ready when He comes?